I know we have just a few moments, but I want to give some thought to something that our brother Nick said in his address. And that was the thought connected with filling the basket throughout the week. We've talked a lot about praise and worship. And praise and worship gets its, you might say, its power or its devotedness by having a near walk and close relationship with the Lord Jesus. Having a prayerful life, having a life that is reading the scripture in his presence, having him as an object every day in our life. We can talk a lot about worship. We can talk a lot about praise. We can talk a lot about where we are in our own soul, our own place, or where somebody else is in theirs. But I believe that if we don't have an exercise life in connection with affection towards Christ, it's sometimes part of the reason that our worship is not what it should be. I'd like to go back to John chapter 1, and I know I don't have very much time. I'll be brief. I want to start with verse 34. It says, I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. You know, sometimes we read scripture and then we think we got a little bit of a grasp of something. We have some understanding about it. And sometimes we can even minister and speak on it. But you know, we don't always fully have a grasp of what it really, really means in our own soul. And, you know, we can see that Jesus is the Son of God, but do we really weigh what depth that really means, what it means? We could see that he was the one to answer the question of sin for the glory of God once and for all. And sometimes these things can be almost formal in our minds. But because we haven't really embraced what it is to really know the Father's love, to really know Christ's love, and we'll learn the Father's love through Christ, then it's almost formality of the mind. And you know, the thing that's very beautiful in my mind is not only what John the Baptist said before, but what he says the next day in verse 35. It says again the next day after John stood and two of his disciples and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. And two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and saith unto them, What seek ye? They say unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. Well, you know, I think the beauty of this is that John the Baptist began to meditate upon the thing that he learned, and Christ became so valuable that who he was became so real in his own soul that he looked out and just by the power of beholding the Lord Jesus and again saying, Behold the Lamb of God, it had an effect on those around him. You know, there's power in ministry. Not just so many words, but there's power in ministry. What does Christ mean to you and how does it convey to others? And does it touch other people's lives? I think that's the power. That's the responsibility of ministry, is to encourage and to bless and to encourage others to go on and to what? Be a follower of Christ. Be a follower of God's Son. Well, you know, I'm going to just, because I don't have much time, I'm just going to say very briefly, what if they stayed with John the Baptist? What if John the Baptist was so important to them that they weren't followers of Jesus? What happened to John the Baptist? We go to Matthew chapter 11. Here's this one that proclaimed the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the one where he saw the Spirit of God come down and rest upon God's Son, saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom is my delight." What happened to him? What did he say in chapter 11 of Matthew? Well, he said, "Art thou the one?" About the Lord Jesus? Or do we look for another? Well, the Lord graciously reprimanded him a little bit, but gave him an answer that would encourage him on. But what would have happened? What kind of discouragement would have come? My point is that there are so many in here, some that you might be encouraged by, some that you might find have been a blessing to you in so many ways. But they're never to be an object for the heart. And they're never to be so attached to them in your life that when they fail, when perhaps they go another direction, it compromises your exercise of life. It discourages you. Keep your eyes on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he says they followed him and then he turned. I think that's so beautiful because he desires your heart. He desires to know that you're following. But they asked a question. They said, "Where dwellest thou?" You know, there's been a lot of conversation about where the Lord dwells. Where is his presence? But I want to just say this, that this morning I believe, and I would not be here if I did not believe it, but I believe that we were gathered to the Lord's name. We remembered the Lord Jesus and his death for us. And that I believe the Lord Jesus was in our midst. You may challenge me on that, but I believe it to be true. But I believe that individually, each and every one of us need to follow the Lord Jesus for ourselves. We need to learn the scripture in his presence. Learn it to please him. Don't learn it to please anybody else. Learn it that you might know more of his love, know more of what he's done. Through his work, the blessings that are ours through the finished work of the cross, the relationship with the Father, and our hope outside this world. Well, I had more to say, but I don't want to offend anybody by continuing. So let's pray. Our God and our Father, we are thankful for this time in thy word. We are thankful for the Spirit of God that is able to take the ministry that's been before us and to encourage us and to help us to just set our feet on a right path. Help us to be followers of thee, Lord Jesus. Help us to allow thee, sitting at thy feet, to minister to our souls. Help us to have an intimate relationship with thyself, that it might encourage us to go on faithfully, to be able to be obedient to the word of God, for the glory of our Father, and for thy glory, Lord Jesus. We ask these things in thy alone most precious and worthy name. Amen.